made it to the top. Give me a break, I'm looking forward. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending, I'm tired of pretending. Won't let them get the best of me.
Whoa, whoa.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to finish my 200-word book report for school. I'm 23 words short.
Let me see what you got so far. Okay, book report, Treasure Island. Treasure Island is a very, very good book. I had a very, very good time reading it. Robert Louis Stevenson is a very, 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 very good writer. Long John Silver is a very, 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 very mean guy. Samantha, you are going to get a very, very bad grade, honey.
Could you tell I was trying to stretch it?
Well, I haven't seen that much padding since my high school prom.
Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Hi, you cutie.
Mwah.
Hi, Julie.
Katie, I have a date tonight. I've been waiting for an hour for that cream rinse so I can wash my hair. Katie!
I forgot!
Great. My first real date, and I'm going to look like Rod Stewart.
Katie, honey, weren't you supposed to pick up my pantyhose and a cover for her book report? What happened?
Well, what happened is I met this terrific guy named Steve, who works behind the counter.
In other words, you didn't get anything.
Yes, I did. I got a date for Saturday night.
As long as you picked up something. That's just like you, Katie. Putting your own personal lust ahead of Nell's pantyhose.
I'll see if your father can stop at the drugstore on the way home. I'll give him a call at headquarters.
Don't forget my book report cover.
Okay.
Or my cream rinse.
Okay.
Oh, and lip gloss.
Well, I didn't just forget your stuff.
Hello, Chief Kaniski, please. It's his mistress.
Hello. Hey, Kojak. Put all the money in a brown paper bag and... Jeez.
Cops have no sense of humor. Listen, Chief, I need some pantyhose. Ha! Wait a minute.
And
listen.
Daddy, the big ones.
Hello, Dr. Perlman? Yeah, this is the pharmacist that drugs are us. Yeah, well, I have a question on Mrs. Garva's prescription. Now, what does this mean? 20 tablets of Pinocchio. Penicillin? What you wrote here is supposed to be penicillin? What do? Wait until you're in surgery and then write them with your feet? I'm sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Okie dokie. You have your eyeshadow. You have your mascara. Your blusher. Anything else you need, Tiger?
Lip gloss. Passionate pink lip gloss.
Kissable crimson would be much better with your coloring.
This stuff is not for me.
Of course it isn't.
It's for my little girl.
Sure it is. Queen size pantyhose for daddy's little girl. What is she, a Green Bay Packer?
That's for my housekeeper.
Uh-huh. Well, will that be all?
I need a report cover, like for a school report.
They're over there, on the other side of the counter.
Okay, pal.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a second, just as soon as I'm finished with Her Royal Highness.
I'm talking now. Hold it.
right there.
Easy with that gun, fella.
Shut up, Pops. How the hell do you open this damn thing? What, is this it? There's no more cash?
That's it.
What do you mean, that's it?
Well, no one uses cash anymore.
There's less than 50 bucks here.
Look, son, why don't you just take
it? I ain't your son! Now, I better see some bucks, Pop. And fast!
That's all there is.
Okay. Okay, but you get down on the floor! Now, I'm giving you one more chance, old man.
Please, freeze!
He's captain of the football team, 6'2", dark wavy hair, brown eyes. He's so gorgeous now. I've been trying to...
I wonder why Dad's not home yet.
Oh, honey, probably got lucky with the meter maid.
I've been trying to meet him for, like, the longest time.
Thanks again for forgetting my cream rinse.
Look, I said I was sorry.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
Oh.
Why couldn't I have been an only child?
What are you making such a fuss about? You're the one that said boys only care about girls' bodies.
This is the 1980s, Sam. Packaging is everything.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Dad, did you bring me my cream rinse?
No, I forgot. Something came up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Dad, I really needed that. Thanks, Dad. I really appreciate that. Thanks, Dad. It's only the most important thing in my whole life.
I forgot. That...
Hey, Chief. Are you going for a little swim before dinner?
Dad, are you okay?
I know what it is. Dad, I guess maybe I came down a little hard on you about the cream rinse. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's not that. There was an incident while I was in the drugstore.
What kind of incident?
This kid with a gun tried to hold up the place.
Wow.
Oh, Dad, what happened?
He turned his gun on me.
Wow.
And I shot him. I never shot anybody before. They took him to the hospital. I don't know how bad it is. Anyway, that's why I didn't get your cream rinse.
Chief, are you okay?
You know, Dad, that's just what happened to Ponch last week on Chips. Here's the bad guy. He has his gun, and he makes his move. But then, you get the drop on him!
Samantha, stop.
And you blast him!
Stop, Samantha!
Pow!
All right, Samantha, that's enough! Look, Samantha, it's not like it is on TV, all nice and neat and clean. That boy didn't just lie down and close his eyes and go to sleep. His eyes were open. They were staring, and he was talking, begging me for help. And there was gobs of blood and skin all over the wall. Real blood. On me.
Dad. You could have been killed.
He was just a kid. Only a couple of years older than you, maybe.
Yeah, Chief, but he was a kid with a gun. Look, the kid's gonna be fine. You'll see. Everybody knows what a lousy shot you are. I'll get that. Hello? Yes, it is. Oh, hi, Captain Lucchese. Yeah. Just a moment. Chief, your prisoner died.
Kaniski. Yeah. An investigation. Yeah, I understand. Well, thanks for the lift, Gus.
Hey, I may be with Internal Affairs, but we're both part of the old Law and Order team, right? Trying to keep our streets safe from the walking trash and slime and scum out there. It's a nice place.
Thanks. Do you want to come in?
Well, I can only stay a minute, but...
Nell, this is Inspector Gus Lambert. Gus, this is Nell, our housekeeper.
Hey, Big Mama, give me a high five.
I'm going to give you a high one, and you'll never guess where. Chief, how did the investigation go?
Okay, I guess. Let me know.
Can you beat that? An investigation. A cop dumps one lousy punk, and suddenly the bleeding hearts are screaming for an investigation. The papers, the politicians, the minorities.
Watch it, Jack. Or this is one minority that will be all over you with both feet.
Hey, no offense.
Don't be so modest. You really are offensive.
A little high-strung, ain't you, Carl?
Look, Gus, I appreciate you driving me home, but I got a lot on my mind.
Yeah. First kill, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't sweat it. After the second and third time, it'll be just like brushing your teeth. Listen, don't worry about that investigation. It was a good, clean shoot. You just stick to your story, and everything's going to be fine.
What story? The way I told it is the way it happened.
Whatever. Anyway, you're going to come out of this smelling like a rose. A good kill looks great on all those reports.
Yeah, look, Gus, it's been a long day.
Yeah, yeah. It's been murder, right? Hey, listen, I almost forgot. I'm going to have to hold your gun till after the investigation.
Yeah, I understand. I'll go get it.
Hey. Hey, you're not carrying your weapon?
No, I guess I forgot.
How can you go and forget your piece? I mean, walking out of the house without your gun is like walking into the men's room without your... badge. Thanks. Now, listen, you want a different gun in the meantime?
Oh, no, no, thanks.
Well, I got a couple extra out in the car. I got a Colt, a Walther, Smith & Wesson.
No, thank you.
I got a Beretta, sawed-off shotgun.
All right.
Hey, are you driving a tank?
There's a lot of weirdos out there in the street.
The weirdo population just went up one.
Now, don't let him get to you now. He's not a bad guy underneath.
Underneath what? A sheet? Jeez. Hey, you didn't really forget your gun this morning, did you?
I don't even know if I want it in the house anymore. Look, I think I'll go out for a while, take a little walk.
That's a good idea.
I'll be home for dinner.
Yeah, take a walk, you know, and try to get this off your mind. Hey, how about something special for dinner?
Well, you know what might be good is some of that great beef stroganoff you make.
It was a little late, but hey, I'll take a shot at it. I have the distinct taste of a foot in my mouth.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, hi.
You're a priest?
Why does everybody always ask that?
Look, it's nothing personal, but is your boss around?
Oh, yes, he's all around.
Oh. Well, I didn't want to go that high. I meant your pastor.
Father Donovan is on official business this afternoon. He's He's in Van Nuys picking up a new set of bingo balls. Now, how can I help you, my son?
Well, Father, I was out taking a little walk and I happened to be passing by and I just thought, I want to make my confession. Where's the confessional?
Well, it's in the church, but we can do it right here in the rectory.
Don't you have to go into one of those little dark booths?
Oh, not really. That's sort of like Fish on Friday and Mr. Christopher. It's it's optional now.
I see.
A lot of people find that a small, informal room is a nice place to rap.
Well, I'm not here to rap. I want to confess. It's awful light in here.
I'm not following you.
Well, sins belong in the dark.
If you want, I can get the keys. We can unlock the church.
Oh, don't bother.
I tell you what, we could turn our chairs side by side. It'll have the same effect.
Oh, that's not necessary. It is necessary.
Go ahead.
Well, look, Father, it's been quite a while since my last confession.
How long?
7 years.
Sorry.
Father, I want to confess a very big sin.
Yes?
I shot a man.
Wow.
During a holdup.
Holy Moses. Have you thought about turning yourself in?
Well, no, I'm not the crook. I'm a cop.
Oh.
The guy I shot died.
I'm sorry.
And I would like absolution for my sin.
Was there malice in your heart?
What?
Did you say to yourself, now I'm going to kill this guy?
Well, no, he turned his gun on me and I shot him.
Well, it's self-defense. See, you're a police officer and you did what you did in the line of duty.
Well, what line of duty? I was buying a pair of pantyhose.
Well, what happened is a great tragedy, but you didn't do it intentionally. Believe me, God understands. And even when something terrible like this happens, he understands and he continues to love us. What is it?
I just don't feel like being loved right now.
Look, it's not going to be easy, but you'll get through it. Life just goes on. I've got something that might help. How about a little blue nun? We can put Sister Teresa in the refrigerator. It always works when Father Donovan tells it.
Driving me to school, and he doesn't want a couple of giggly kids tagging along.
I don't giggle. I have a deep, sexy laugh.
You just want to be alone so you can lock lips in the teacher's parking lot.
Lock lips. Julie, it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. She still has oatmeal breath.
Hey,
you kids, cut out the racket. There's enough noise and fight and violence out on the street. I don't need any more in my own home.
Sorry, Dad, we didn't mean to bother you. Come on, you guys.
Yeah, we'll just be going to school now. And we'll study real hard so we can grow up and make this world a better place to live in.
I love you, Daddy.
Good morning, Chief. So you're finally up, huh? How you doing?
Fine.
Would you mind moving?
Fine.
Your hair is on fire. Hey, Chief. Chief, what's the matter? What is it?
Hmm?
Is it the investigation?
Oh, no. I imagine they'll clear me. They'll understand. The kids understand. The church understands. Everybody understands. So why do I feel so lousy?
Well, maybe it's because you don't understand.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get over this now. Look at me, huh? 4 days and my hand's still shaking. I don't know if I can stand being a cop any longer. I'm thinking seriously of retiring.
Don't do that to yourself. Look, you're a good cop. You know, you're the kind of cop that we need, the kind that really hates it.
Just a minute.
It's Inspector Lobotomy.
You ought to be grateful you got a job.
Hey.
Hey, Carl, I thought I'd bring the good news in person. Word from the DA's office is justifiable homicide. Circumstances warranted use of deadly force.
Hey, see, now that's good news.
Yeah. You see, even the police understand. Thank you, Gus.
And I guess you'll be happy to get this back, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great to see justice done for once. Hey, what do you say we go hoist a few to celebrate?
Celebrate?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Listen, I got a little memento for you from ballistics.
What is it?
It's the bullet. See? They put a little hole in it so you could wear it on your keychain.
Gus, could you go home now?
What? What did I say? I mean, what's he so touchy about?
I think it's a sudden attack of good taste.
And I thought you were my kind of people. Carl, what kind of cop are you?
I don't really know, Gus, but I think I'm a pretty good cop. You know, if my chair's empty any longer, they might put him in it.
Well, you gonna do something about that?
Yeah, I'm going back to work.
Well, all right, Big Daddy. Give me a high five.